Your morning buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. The highly anticipated Apple iPad hits stores on Saturday. It's a hybrid of some smartphone and laptop features. There's a lot of great features, but don't get an iPad as a substitute for a laptop, says Wendy Sheehan Donnell, managing editor of PCMag.com, on This Morning with WIOD, Miami, Florida. It's a great device for short stints of media consumption, says Donnell. There is an application available for everyone. Right now, there are over 150,000 apps available. A Netflix app, a Marvel Comics app, a Top Gun app from Paramount Digital, all the way to an application for the Weather Channel. The Apple iPad was given 4.5 out of 5 stars on PCMag.com. Also buzzing today, Good Friday, a day that marks the betrayal, arrest, and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Many Christians on this day come from all over the world to retrace the last steps that Jesus took leading up to his crucifixion, a half-mile walk on the Walk of Sorrows. Fox's Courtney Keeley, on with KIDO Boise, Idaho, this morning said that all Christian denominations are celebrating Good Friday in Jerusalem. According to Keeley, visitors to the Holy Land on this day experience people bearing crosses on their shoulders the size of themselves to reenact and feel the burden. That walk on the way to the church, you almost do feel like you've been transformed back in time. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Morning Buzz from Fox News Radio.